hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit.
The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports booster.
Taco John's Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos. Fresh, tender, flaky, hooked yet? Wild-caught Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos are back at Taco John's, but only for a limited time. Reel them in today at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. The new Nacho Taco Bravo from Taco John's. Our famous beef crispy taco wrapped in a soft tortilla, all held together by refried beans and warm nacho cheese. This is Nacho Average Taco. Get two for just $6 only at Taco John's.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Two more games in the high school basketball season, and today is semifinal Friday. That means two wins away are all the teams left standing for a shot at a state championship. Today we come to you from Class 2A of Bramwich Coliseum in Manhattan after a day rest and a win on Wednesday. The Valley Falls Dragons are set to try to take down the Giants, the favorite, the Mound Ridge Wildcats, who have won back-to-back 2A state titles. And this year, the number one seed is undefeated again at 24-0. The Valley Falls Dragons now 20-4 after their exciting 4-point win against Syracuse on Wednesday, and the Dragons look to pull off the upset here today in the Octagon of Doom. Good afternoon. With studio engineer Ray Penning, I'm Justin Fluke. I'll be joined on the broadcast today by David Johnson in Valley Falls. 17th trip to state. Coach Gatzmeyer has his team back in the semifinals. They stayed in Manhattan, had a practice, and watched some basketball yesterday, and now ready to go here today. And Dave Johnson, I know when you win that first game, it's such a that's a big hurdle. That's the one that everybody just wants to get through, because then you're guaranteed two more games, and you're one of the final four left in the state. No doubt Valley Falls surviving and a big part of that final four now, but man, it's not going to be easy here today.
It's funny, your intro was the land of the Giants, and the team that has won it the most, and they are built big, looks like grown men on the floor. But for Valley Heights and Coach Gatzmeyer, like to play the up-tempo, shoot the three ball. When that becomes involved and the shots start falling for Valley Falls, next thing you know, you can put a team on their heels real fast.
A great team effort for the Dragons, as they've had all season long. They had three guys in double-digit scoring. Damian Cervantes with 21, Trenton Van Houten 15, Colin Carney at 18. Monster game for him back on Wednesday. So they're looking to pick up where they left off. They don't have the pressure. Valley Falls will be the visitors in their road blacks here today, taking on Mound Ridge in the home white uniforms. Our Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, will continue with our pregame show and an interview with head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer, the Dragon at his alma mater in year number 20 as head coach. He'll join us next here in Manhattan on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back, Bramwich Coliseum. It's semifinal day here, 2A State Boys Basketball. Caleb Gatzmeyer joins us, head coach of the Valley Falls Dragons. And coach, 58-54, what a battle on Wednesday. Kind of knew it would be, but man, all the lead changes, the ties, competitive game throughout, and had to be a great one to coach in and get the win in the end, obviously.
It was. As I said all along, guys play absolutely hard and they make winning plays, and that's exactly what we did. And, you know, everything from, you know, Trenton knocking down a couple big free throws to hitting Colin on a big bucket, and then, of course, Damian, you know, lighting it up from the outside. And, you know, Flint taking those charges was monstrous for us. And so, you know, we're living to play another game, and that's what it's all about this time of year.
You bet. Great team effort. Of course, you stayed in Manhattan, but you had yesterday off. So what's it been like here with yesterday trying to prep and prepare in a quick for obviously a very good Mountain Ridge team?
You know, we just really want the boys just to relax and have a good time, spending time with each other, enjoying the moment. You know, Coach Watson and I have been, you know, watching film till our eyes are bleeding, trying to do the best that we can to figure out a game plan to slow Mountain Ridge down, because it's going to be absolutely tough. They're a great team, and they've won the last two for a reason, and they got a great team again. So we're going to have to play extremely well, play physically tough and mentally tough, but I think the boys are up for the challenge.
What is it that makes Mountain Ridge so good? I mean, what is your biggest challenge in this game here today?
I think they're just a team that's got so much length and athleticism on the floor at the same time that they can guard all spots, and it's extremely tough to even get a shot off on them because, you know, of their length. And that's what they try to do to teams is, like, we're just going to limit your opportunities to score. And that's why teams are only averaging, like, 30 points a game against them. And it's kind of unheard of in basketball to only average 30 points a game. But we're going to have to, you know, take the opportunities that we have to score and make them count.
Final question for Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer. You guys seem pretty loose. You talked about how much you just love the team. And I would think, you know, they're the ones not coming into this game with any pressure. You feel like they're excited, but, you know, approaching this with the right attitude mindset?
Yeah, I think so. I told them that, you know, we're here. There's no pressure on us. It's all about having fun. I told them after, you know, when you get to the state tournament, it's great. When you win that first game, everything else is gravy. So just super proud of them, and I love them like crazy, and we're going to play hard today.
Put some pressure on them. If we can come out, play well at the start, I think it'd be great. Good luck today, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, brother.
Caleb Gatzmeyer, head coach of the Dragon Boys. Valley Falls pregame continuing from Bramlage after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
This is Kyle Edwards for Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back to Bramlage Coliseum. It's the boys 2A state semifinal. Valley Falls taking on Mound Ridge. They won their eighth title in program history last year, beating an undefeated Linden squad by 14 in the championship game. Mound Ridge has only had one game decided by less than 9 points this season, and they've held opponents to 37 points per game with all their length and athleticism. That one close win was an overtime victory against Holcomb. Dustin Kanitz is the head coach, former assistant at McPherson, now in his second year as head coach of the Wildcats. Caleb Gatzmeyer, as we mentioned, leading the Dragons. And let's meet today's starting lineups. It's presented by Atchison Auto Parts, your local Napa dealer. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts, which you will find at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Again, Valley Falls will be the visitors in their black and gold-numbered and lettered uniforms here today. And the starters for the Valley Falls Dragons include 5'9 senior Hayden Carney in the backcourt with 5'11 sophomore Damian Cervantes. Crimson Van Houten, a 6'1 senior, as well as Colin Carney, a 6'2 junior, and Flint Seymour, a 6'1 junior, rounds out the Dragons starting lineup. Seymour, Carney, and Carney, Van Houten, and Cervantes. Valley Falls now 20-4. They got to the state championship game in 1993 and again in 2002, and they're looking to return to a state title game here in 2025 after placing fourth at state 3 years ago. So the Mountain Ridge Wildcats will be in their home white uniforms Their starters include the coach's son, Kaiser Tanith, a 6'1 junior. Also starting is 6'4 junior Heath Churchill, 6'3 senior Henry Heacox, 6'5 senior Zach Dixon, and 6'4 senior Barrett Modelmog, who leads this Wildcat team. Modelmog, 17 points per game, but Churchill's about 10. Heacox is 8. Tanith, 6 points a game and leading the team in assists. So, as you mentioned, Dave, height and athleticism for this Mound Ridge team. That's going to be for Valley Falls. That's been the challenge facing Mound Ridge for every opponent this year, how to attack that size and athleticism on the offensive end.
And Mound Ridge for years is known for their basketball. I mean, it has a lot of tradition there. And when you face a team such as Valley Falls, obviously they've got tradition as well. You get in these state semifinal games, I always feel like, you know, you're guaranteed 2 games. You got a chance to play for a state title. You got nothing to lose here. There should be no pressure knowing that. Just whether or not you can get that ball falling in the hoop, it's a higher seating and pull up that. And it's just like having the first 40 to try and wear them down. Boy, a sure high advantage coming out for Mound Ridge right now.
The winners of the state championship game tomorrow at 4 p.m. The loser will play at 12 noon tomorrow in the boys' third place game. Mound Ridge wins the tip. No surprise there. Dragons going to come out and match up with them here man-to-man defensively as the Wildcats have the first possession.
Well, it's going to put a lot of pressure on the ball inside and limit to getting the ball inside.
And it's at the foul line. Out to Otto Locke. He's their top scorer. They have one of their bench guys that won't play today. Late, that broke his arm in the fourth quarter of yesterday's victory, 56-25 over Pittsburgh Colgan. The Mound Ridge started slow in that game, and here they lose the ball. Ooh, they say it was kicked there on Valley Falls, so it'll stay with Mound Ridge. But Wednesday, Mound Ridge led 7-4 at the end of the first quarter against Colgan. Didn't come out strong, but then a 20-5 second quarter really put that game away for the Wildcats. Here's Modelmog, 3 in the near corner. He hit it on the inbound. Bear Modelmog with the first points today.
And really, not a very good shot, even though it's a 3 up in the air on the way down the other end. Kind of the shot Valley Falls wanted, but you can already tell that kid can shoot it.
Mound Ridge man-to-man defensively, just like Valley Falls. Dragons first possession with 50 seconds gone by. Up top now, Hayden Carney will set up the offense. The future baseball player at Tabor battled through an injury here in the second half of the season. Now up top, it's Trenton Van Houten. Had a good game on Wednesday. His first year with the Dragons after transferring from Oskaloosa, and averaging 19 points a game to lead the Dragon squad. Van Houten back to an open. Colin Carney, 3! It's good! And the Dragons answer. And
there's the recipe right there. A lot of attention paid to the ball. That time to kick out for the wide open 3.
Carney had 18 on Wednesday in the win against Syracuse. Here's a fake 3 by Churchill. Baseline drive cut off by Seymour. And Flint was so good defensively. Took 2 charges in the fourth quarter. He had 4 fouls on Wednesday in that big win.
Nice job of cutting off the baseline by Seymour that time.
Here's Heacock getting it around the horn to Kinnitz over on the far side. He played it McPherson where his dad is a coach. Nice pass and an easy layup for Churchill as Kinnitz gets the dime, the son of head coach Dustin Kinnitz.
The size able to throw over the top.
Making the 3 was Colin Carney. Dragons down 2 with their second possession. Finish gone by. Ben Houten shot blocked, but a blocking foul whistled here by another Northeast Kansas official. That's Maggie Hazenkamp.
And no, yes, and a player in her own right. Free throws on Wednesday
Colin Carney has 10 straight winners all year. John Winston had two here in the first quarter. Dragons, he did all his damage inside yesterday. He's a tough guy. Valley Falls 8. 4.5 to go here in the opening quarter. One foul on each team. Now trying to get it into Colin Carney. Had to work it against Teacotch. Out to Hayden Carney. His tough shot in the lane is no good. Dragons moving right to left in the black unis as the visitors. Been out and a bit out of control. Some color cats, but he's able to keep them alive. This DeMonte, which is 12 games, is 21, following in his oldest brother's footsteps, shining on the big stage here. But this time, DeMonte has lost the travels. Colin Carney into the half court. Baggins down by a half dozen. Carney going to go all the way. He's got 8. The Dragons. Into the lane again. Out of out the way. Gets it back. Turn. Shoot. Double digits junior Colin Carney has 10 points now in this game. He's rushing average. First trip for Holman, second for the Wildcats.
1 minute timeout with one quarter in the books here on the MLC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
I'm not on the Wi-Fi here in Manhattan, so. Back with you courtside. 17-14 as we're just underway here now in the second quarter. Valley Falls with the basketball. Alvarenga will get it out to Damian Cervantes. Pulls up on a guarded three and he hit it over the taller defender. Damian Cervantes with his first points of the day.
Boundaries that time got caught. Heacock tried to post again, and like we talked about before the end of the first quarter, but they didn't put any air in it. And Valley Falls comes down and Cervantes makes him pay. Everything going the way Valley Falls wants it right now. Keeping it close.
17-17. Now at the early point in the second quarter. Dragons stay man-to-man. Heacock, Valley needing to do it better on the defensive glass. Other than that, they played really well. Here's Bottomog. A bit out of control, but somehow got the bucket and the foul. Fair Bottomog with 9 points in his first free throw coming on the and one as the Wildcats retake the lead.
You really tell he's comfortable with having the ball in his hands. He gets in. He's still got his head up looking for people. He's got such a size advantage, he can elevate up over the smaller Valley Falls defenders.
Free throw is good for Bottomog. Valley Falls led by Colin Carney. What a big first quarter. Colin scored 12 points, hit a couple threes, and also two late free throws there at the end of quarter number one. 6.5 to go now here in the second period. It's Colin Carney dribbling it up top over to Cervantes, who made his 6th 3-pointer of the state tournament after knocking down 5 on Wednesday here in Manhattan.
Ended in isolation with an offside ball screen that time.
Van Houten threw it away, trying to get it back to Seymour, who had set the screen. 2 turnovers now against Valley Falls, who trailed by 3. Bottomog into the lane goes Heacock. Kicks it to the left side, attacking is Churchill, and he gets a layup. Second basket for Heath Churchill.
Good weak side penetration that time. Kicked it, slung it, and then an easy layup on that side. Valley Falls got over-rotated on defense.
Only one timeout taken in this game. That was by Coach Katzmeyer. Dragons down at 5-5 with the ball here. Seymour on the left wing. Got him some foul trouble on Wednesday. Cervantes has it now up top. Alvarenga thought about it. He'll pass it to Van Houten. Now Carney wants to drive on his man. And off the window, left side, Colin Carney again.
They just can't really guard him up top. It's a tough mismatch for Moundridge. Even though they've got size, he's so quick and does a nice job of head fake. He's getting good looks inside.
Colin Carney has 14 points to lead the Dragons. 5:20 to go, first half. Henry Heacock over to the left. Dixon and Carney, and a traveling called. And Dixon's a little bit frustrated. He's one-on-one with Colin Carney both ends of the court, and Colin's beating him on both sides.
He's asking, what did I do? Well, you traveled with the ball sign. So Valley Falls again had it tied at 17, quick 5 points. Now they get a chance to possibly knot it up with a three here. But you got to like everything that's going on. And other than the offensive rebounding for Valley Falls, they've really done what they've needed to today to keep it close with Mount Ridge. And again, you saw a little bit of frustration. The longer they stay in it, the more frustration is going to pop into a team that everybody thinks is just supposed to walk to the finals today.
Mount Ridge undefeated, the 2-time defending state champs. Have only played one game closer than 9 points all season. Back in for the Dragons. Hayden Carney. Here's Colin Carney missing. Hayden Carney's follow no good. Dragons fans wanted a foul, didn't get it. Now Mound Ridge ahead of the pack. Heacock stops. Now we're 5-on-5. Trailer, Modelmog, 3. No good. Long rebound controlled by Seymour. Over to Van Houten. Dragons moving right to left. Little stop and go. Van Houten behind the back. Kept the dribble as he went to the deck. Now finds Carney through the lane and fouled hard. Collins going to the line to shoot 2.
I don't know if Mound Ridge has ever played a game where they haven't fouled. Every time there's a call, their hands are up in the air. The coach is debating what's going on. They got caught in a poor rotation right there, and they fouled. I don't understand that.
Only 3 fouls against them in the first quarter. This will be the first foul on Mound Ridge in the second quarter, but they're going to have to go deeper down their bench as Colin Carney makes another free throw. He's got 15. Again, one of the top bench options not available today. In comes Jesse Lutz, and Keppel Adolf returns as well.
Taking 2 6'4" guys out, and they're not quite the size advantage they have now on Valley Falls.
Against for the Dragons, and Carney trying to pull him within 1. Colin does just that. He's 4-for-4 at the line. Colin has 16 points, and it's 22-21. Mound Ridge with 4:15 to go in the half.
Carney begging to come out that time, and Coach Katzmeyer immediately looking away.
He's been getting it done, having a great first half, both sides of the floor. Cannon. Dumping it down, though. Nice catch with the shot left short. Follow, no good. Might be over the back here, but no call. Now Cervantes comes away with it, sprints ahead, and a foul against Mound Ridge. They didn't get him a foul with an over and back or trying to get those rebounds, but they get him with a little reach foul, and Cervantes turned it into overdrive, heading to the other side of the floor.
Again, when you start worrying about the officiating, much like Mound Ridge is right now, 3-under-4 to go in the second quarter. Really, the game kind of staying, you know, to beat upsets, to take somebody out in a higher seed, you got to have some things go your way. And right now, Mound Ridge just a tad on their heels as Valley Falls can take control of it.
Hayden Carney attacks his shot blocked, though, by Modelmog. That would have given the Dragons the lead. Here comes Mound Ridge ahead by 1. Modelmog to the left, pull up 3. Heacock hit it. John Henry Heacock, his 2nd triple, he's got 9.
You can tell they're confident, really, really confident. They keep looking at the clock, I think, again, wondering why they're not up by more. And sometimes when you've beaten teams, kind of been, and like you said, only been close to the game is by 9, sometimes you start wondering what's going on.
That's a 5-second count with Van Hout dribbling. I don't think he realized that five-second count was on. It's turnover number three against the Dragons.
Every time Valley Falls kind of gets it to where they want their tied or down one, come down and have a turnover, or Mountain Ridge has a shot. But, again, things are going right now kind of Valley Falls' way.
We have a timeout, and we will take it. 3:18 to go, first half. Our score, Mountain Ridge 25 and Valley Falls 21 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Dustin Fulton, Dave Johnson with you, courtside at Bramwich Coliseum. Mountain Ridge, two-time defending champs, undefeated, leading 25-21 against Dragons. Let's get you the Atchison Auto Parts lineup reset. Your local Napa dealer, Atchison Auto Parts. We have Hayden Carney, Trenton Van Houten, Cervantes, also back in is Colin Carney, and Grayson Coleman, 6'1 senior, in right now for the Dragons.
Working defensive possession here for Valley Falls.
They've taken two timeouts so far in this game. Otto Mogg into the lane against another runner. He's had a few of those today. 12 points.
He is tough. That little head and shoulders fake at the top of the three and went left, and he's gone left two out of his four possessions when he scored in the paint. So not really locked in on his right hand.
Under three to go, second quarter. Carney nearly lost it.
Didn't even do that. It was tipped.
Tried to save it over and back, but he threw it right to Mound Ridge. Now a pull-up three. This is loose off the bench. In transition with confidence, the 6'1 junior, and the biggest lead now up to 9 for the Wildcats.
Danger point here for Valley Falls. You got to get something going to the basket. A good guy to have it right here.
Valley Falls had a possession down 22-21, that chance to take the lead and couldn't. Here's Hayden Carney down low. That rolls around and flushes through.
Tough shot.
Hayden Carney's first bucket of the game. It stops the Mound Ridge run of 8-0.
You look at the two teams, Valley Falls doesn't fit the rig of the size of Mound Ridge has. That time by Adolph running in and getting a nice little two-handed jump shot.
Adolph becomes the sixth player to score for Mound Ridge, and they're back up 9. 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter from Bramlage. Hayden Carney working one-on-one against Lutz. Drives it again. A kiss off the window. What an attack by Hayden Carney.
Played since he was a freshman and has had that ability to go to the basket. A nice little right-handed scoop shot that time.
Hayden was on Valley Falls and state tournament team a couple of years ago that placed fourth here in Manhattan. Pulls them back within 7. The Carney boys have combined for 20 of Valley's 25. There's a nice left-side layup. Heath Churchill, nobody between him and the bucket.
Pass and cut, cleared out the weak side. Just a little ball fake and an easy back door. That was some pretty offense.
34-25. This time, Hayden Carney lost the handle on it. It's the fifth turnover against the Dragons. Chance to go up double digits for Mound Ridge. Peacock won't shoot the three. He'll get it.
That's
to
a travel.
Churchill, and he walks. Went and tried to dunk it after the whistle and missed. And that's turnover number 3 on the Wildcat.
And again, I don't understand. They're asking what happened. Well, he drug his pivot foot on that. Everybody in the gym saw that. I just don't understand that sometimes. Like, kids just don't understand. Mistakes are made. Move on from it. You can't continue to complain about the call every 5 seconds.
Obviously a team that usually has everything going their way.
Exactly.
Winning by a lot more than just a 9-point margin that they're ahead of Valley Falls currently. Under a minute to go now. Cervantes had to be careful. Got separation.
Got to get a push
almost
off there.
Almost a 5-second count as well. And it's knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Keppel Adolf for Mound Ridge.
Did a nice job of cutting him off because Cervantes really wants to get into that shot with his right-handed dribble.
And Damian would like to get a few more shots up. He's only attempted 2 and made 1-3. Lob to Colin Carney in the lane. Fakes goes up. Shot blocked by Churchill.
That time just good defense. Carney not able to elevate over him.
Otto Mogg stops and hits a 3 top of the key, and it's no good. Off the rim, plank to the near side. Hayden Carney sprinting ahead for Valley Falls. Cervantes, a 3 in transition. Might have been rushed a bit. No good. Backside board, Heacock. 30 seconds to go in the half.
Heacock's not seeing Coach wants one.
Coast to coast, he missed it. And the lead remains 9, and now the Dragons have it. And Coach Katzmeyer says, we want to hold for one shot. Let's catch our breath here at the end of the first half. Hayden Carney walks it across the timeline and will face man-to-man.
Everything for Valley Falls has been off the dribble. Not a lot of ball moving here. They'll get a double high screen out front. Silly foul by Mountain Ridge.
Just come over and run right into Hayden Carney. That's Heath Churchill.
That foul's to give, just not allowing Valley Falls to reset out of the out-of-bounds.
10 seconds to go now. Third foul on Mountain Ridge. First personal on Churchill here in the second quarter. Cervantes hands it back to Van Houten. 3 seconds to go. Trenton between half court and the three-point line. A long shot, no good. And a 9-point game, largest of the afternoon here at halftime. It's Mound Ridge 34, Valley Falls 25. Our halftime show coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job. It's a tradition.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back here on Care Radio. Justin Fluke, David Johnson with you in Manhattan to a boys' semifinal, the first one of the day. The other boys' semifinal is Sterling against El Saline later tonight. Our halftime score is Mound Ridge 34, Valley Falls 25. The Wildcats led by 9 a few different occasions. They were up 17-14 at the end of one quarter, and the Dragons got a 3 from Cervantes, tied it up at 17-all. Valley Falls had a possession down 21-20 as the Dragons had one try to take the lead, but that came up empty, and then Mound Ridge went on an 8-0 run and had a 30-21 lead. That was the first time they were up by 9, and they lead it again by 9 here at halftime. Both teams perfect at the foul line. Valley Falls 6-for-6, Mound Ridge 2-for-2, and we had 7 three-pointers in the half, 3 for the Dragons and 4 triples for Mound Ridge. Valley Falls had 5 turnovers, and Mound Ridge had 3 turnovers here at the half. Some big individual performances is Colin Carney. What a game he had so far. 12 at the break. He had 16 points. He had 12 at the end of one quarter. And for Mound Ridge, their leader, Barrett Modelmog, has 12, but Henry Hecox has been pretty good with 9 as well for the Wildcats. So Valley Falls has been right there early on, several second-chance opportunities and third-chance opportunities that they gave up. You can tell they want to play fast, and Mound Ridge content with playing fast. But for Valley Falls, it's just been a little bit of a struggle, as we talked about in the pregame, to get good looks, besides what Colin Carney did against that Mound Ridge size and athleticism.
Well, and I think as for Coach Katzmeyer, you got to really kind of be happy with where you're at. Even though trailing 9, you've had opportunities to take the lead or keep it close. It was that just that little run there down at the end. Might have got a little fatigue. little quick shots there a couple times on some transition buckets. But again, like we talked with Donna from West Girls last night, when you play fast, it's tough to pull the reins back, and especially Valley Falls that can really shoot it. For Mound Ridge, you just got to, again, the first quarter is how they got their lead, was by the blockout, the second chance points. Valley really struggling to get their bigger, the smaller bodies to block the bigger Mound Ridge players out. And they can do that in the second half, get a little more ball movement offensively. And again, getting Carney inside, he's a tough matchup for Mound Ridge because they don't really have the guys that can play him outside. And if they put a bigger one on him, he takes him inside. So again, Cervantes hitting some threes, getting themselves going to the basket. And the other thing is trying to get Mound Ridge again. It's only been 9 points. The longer you stay around and keep it close, the more opportunities you're going to have, but it needs to kind of stay in that single-digit range here, especially the first 4 minutes, as most coaches say, so important coming out at halftime.
Here's the rest of the scoring summary from halftime. We mentioned Colin Carney with 16, couple threes, and 4 for 4 at the line. Colin Carney was huge. Hayden Carney has 4 points. Damian Cervantes hit the 1-3, and Trenton Van Houten was 2 for 2 from the line, so just those four guys have scored for the Dragons. For Mound Ridge, after Mottomog's 12 and Hecox 9, they have Heath Churchill with 6 points, a 3 for Jesse Lutz, and 2 points apiece for Kaiser Canitz, and Keppel Adolf has 2 off the bench for Mound Ridge. They lead 34-25 here at the break. Also going on right now, two local teams playing in Dodge City, the 1A Division I girls semifinal between Centralia and Troy. Got to get to a halftime score, but Centralia was ahead 14-10 at the end of one quarter. Other games today that we have coming up here on our MSC family of stations. Not until 6 o'clock will be the next games. The Silver Lake girls play Heston tonight at 6 p.m. on 103.9. Also tonight at 8 o'clock, you have the Axtell boys at Colby taking on Dighton. The Silver Lake boys also playing in Hutch in the semifinal at 8 p.m. tonight against Goodland. And at 8 p.m. tonight here in Manhattan, Donovan West girls will battle Pittsburgh Colgan. That Donovan West game will be on 103.9 as well after the Silver Lake girls. The Silver Lake boys are on 96.9 the Pulse. Choice of Shelly right now is on 103.9 and 92.1, with two local teams matched up in the only other game going on. The Axtell game tonight at 8 will be on 92.1, so we have all those teams covered. Follow along with all of it on MSCSports.net. And don't forget, here on CARE Radio, Benedictine women in the national tournament tonight, 7:30 tip-off for the Lady Ravens. Tom Counts is in Tennessee as the BC women play tonight at 7:30 here on CARE 93.7 FM. One more timeout on our halftime show. We'll get you set for the third quarter when we return. At the break, it's the two-time defending and undefeated champs Mound Ridge leading Valley Falls 34-25. And this is the Giant Communications and JBM Telephone Company Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden. For all your meat processing needs, stop by Bowser Meat Processing at 513 Palmberg. They have a great selection of fresh deli meats and cheeses, plus delicious beef jerky. That's Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson back with you. Ray Pinning is our studio engineer at Care Radio this afternoon. Our halftime score, Mound Ridge 34, Valley Falls 25. So the Dragons down 9. Coach, you talked about first 4 minutes being pretty big. Defensive rebounds. I think the other thing for Valley Falls maybe, if they're going to, you know, need to score, going to have to get a little bit more creative. What things can maybe they do on the offensive end? Is it the transition game they need to crank up, or how are we going to be able to score enough to get back in this one?
Well, sometimes the size starts affecting you, thinking you can't go inside, but you want to go inside again. Re-kick, paint touches, kicks for threes, guys stepping in. That's when, especially when you're struggling, where you can really step into your shot instead of trying to create everything off the bounce. The good thing is they get the ball right out of the timeout here, chance to get something. And, again, if they can keep, you know, Colin Carney inside, the lefty has really caused them a lot of problems. Excuse me, it'll be Mound Ridge's ball here to start the half.
No foul trouble really for either team. We didn't have too many total fouls called in that first half. Second half, Mound Ridge and the home whites. They'll move right to left now across the radio dial. Auto Mog, as we'll reset the starting lineups for you in a bit, from Atchison Auto Parts, your Napa dealer. There's a little left-handed shot left short by Zach Dixon. He's had a frustrating day and still no points for him. Up comes Hayden Carney. Van Houten gets it back to Hayden. He attacks left side, fakes, tough fadeaway turnaround, and that's short. And now Mound Ridge has it, leading still by 9.
I think he was a little too worried coming into the paint there. Might have got his shot blocked, but that was a good time because Mound Ridge wasn't set, and he kind of had the angle to the basket.
Mound Ridge starters are Canitz, Churchill.
Triangle and two by Valley Falls.
Peacock, Dixon, and Modelmog. There's a three. Heath Churchill, first three-pointer of the day for him. He's got 9 points now, and the lead grows to 12.
A little gamble there by Coach Gatzmeier. Felt like he's going to try and take away their leading scores, and that time Mound Ridge able to step up and hit the three.
Well, they got a lot of weapons. I mean, Modelmog's great at 17, but they got four or five
you
other guys.
They do.
Yeah, they can score. Here's another Aiden Carney shot, missed, and now at the other end, Valley Falls didn't get back. Kaiser Canitz has a wide-open layup. That's 5 quick points out of the locker room for the Wildcats, who have increased their lead to 14.
And that's kind of not the way you want to do it. The easy shots, the three, this time they've got to get something here. You kind of have a bad pass right there.
Intercepts it in one-on-one, none, and a slam dunk with the right hand by Bear Modelmog. And now we're going to get a Dragon timeout. It is a 7-0 run by Mound Ridge, and twice the Dragons didn't get back, that time because of a turnover out here on the perimeter, and it gave Modelmog the uncontested opportunity, now 41-25 in favor of the Wildcats.
Again, when your Mound Ridge is doing so long on the wings, it makes it tough to throw that cross-court pass, and Modelmog hanging out on the wing and able to go the other way for the dunk that time. It looks like he was a little disappointed with himself that he didn't dunk it harder.
Yeah, barely kind of went through with the right one hand. And Valley Falls with their starters out there, Hayden Carney, Damian Cervantes, Trenton Manhousen, Colin Carney, and Flint Seymour. That lineup, again, presented each quarter by your local Napa dealer, Atchison Auto Parts. So now down 16 as the Dragons will have the ball and wishing they had a mulligan after a 7-0 run by the Wildcats to begin this third quarter.
We talked about how critical just a minute and a half in, and you've given up a 7-0 run. You've got to make sure here. It's like Mound Ridge kind of switching it up a little bit, maybe going to a half-court trap.
We got the halftime update from Dodge City. The Centralia girls lead Troy 27-26, so a one-point game. Centralia and Troy, two local girls teams, playing on 103.9 and 92.1 in Dodge City. 6:20 to go here in the third quarter. Dragons out of the timeout. Break a little full court pressure. Van Houten sending teammates away. Now Hayden Carney comes to, or excuse me, Colin comes to get the basketball. Back out to Van Houten. Dragons hit three threes, but really didn't get too many open looks from the perimeter. Got a lot of guys that can score. Here's Van Houten. Tough shot, spun off the front rim.
So physical. When you go to the lane, Mound Ridge really bodies you and got the athletes to do it.
Auto Lamont gives to Churchill, and a big three is part of this 7-0 run. Now the Wildcats content to take a little air out of the basketball. Automog will drive into the lane, stops and shot over Hayden Carney. Got a little separation, and Automog now is 16.
And that's for a big guy right there, dribbling with his left hand, created the contact with his shoulder just to get the defense on his heels, and then able to guide into his shot. That's a true shooter's move right there.
9-0 run. Cullen Carney thought about the three, drives, draws contact, and Automog will pick up the foul. Two free throws coming for Cullen Carney, who kept the Dragons really in the game in the first half with his 16 points.
And that's where they were talking about, just talking to Automog. He said, I blocked the shot. We got him down below with the hand check.
Carney, 5-for-5 at the free throw line as he makes that one, and it stops the 9-0 run for Mound Ridge. And up by 18, second free throw short, rebounded by Henry Hecox. First miss for either team at the charity stripe. They were a combined 8-for-8 in the first half. Alley needing some stops somehow. Cannon, near side to Hecox. Now down, though, Churchill. He puts it up off the glass and through.
They just got so many weapons. You know, they're constantly looking for mismatches. They've got size all the way across the board, and they almost kind of pick their poison whenever they want to give somebody a shot inside.
You're saying they haven't lucked into two state titles in an undefeated season this
That's
year?
That's the other thing is they are very, very talented and well-coached. As much as I've said, they've kind of been complaining about it. It's not like they're just kind of walking through the motions out here.
Van Houten misses a shot. He thought maybe he was fouled. Couldn't quite get it to go there in the paint after the Dragons had nearly lost it. Van Houten too strong off the window. 4:35 to go, third quarter. Around the perimeter, Mound Ridge. Up by 19, their biggest advantage. Hecox, a three in the corner. Oh, my. Three threes for Henry Hecox. What an explosion. Mound Ridge with a 14-1 third quarter advantage.
And you can tell when you got a bunch of seniors out there. Now they're starting to really get down and defend, clapping their hands. They know they've got Valley Falls on the ropes and a huge run here to open this thing up here in the second half.
Is it true that players typically play a little better defense and are more engaged whenever the shots are going in on offense?
You betcha. You betcha. The great teams are able to do it without their shots falling. And that's kind of the way it was in the first half. Their shots weren't falling. Now shots are falling. Everybody's got the motion.
Cullen Carney attacks and misses. Automog at the other end comes up empty. Hayden Carney wants to push it here for the Dragons. Still no field goals in the second half. 3:40 to go. Seymour wide open, a three. Right wing, it's no good. Long rebound, touched out by Mound Ridge. So the Dragons will keep it. Wildcats go to their bench. Lutz and Adolph come in. They've only really used a seven-player rotation, again, with one of their top bench options out with a broken arm from Wednesday's quarterfinal.
That's the first time Automog's been out of the game here in the first half. So he's a guy they need to keep on the floor. And then a turnover that time by Valley Falls. Not the third quarter I'm sure Coach Gassmeyer would like to have. Now it's right now for Valley Falls, keeping the players engaged. Hey, you're still in this. You're in a state tournament. You don't want to finish this game just giving it away and laying down. You want to compete.
Turnover number 7 now on the Dragons on that over and back. 22-point lead for Mound Ridge with the ball off the bench. Here's a Lutz three, and he hit it. He hit two of those off the bench today. More weapons.
Wow.
Then teams can defend.
And you can tell confidence all the way across the board. Good job at sliding their feet that time, and they can challenge. And a tough shot that time by Hayden Carney, but able to knock it down. That's their first field goal of that second half?
It is. Wasn't easy. Carney, a little turnaround fadeaway there in the lane. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. 51-28. Big third quarter run here for Mound Ridge. It was their second quarter Wednesday. 20-5 advantage. They got him past Colgan. Now a foul. Trying to get through the screen set by Keppel Adolph. This will go on Trenton Van Houten. Second personal on Van Houten. First team foul against Valley Falls. No player has more than two fouls in this game for either team.
1-4 low set out of the inbounds underneath. Probably going to go to a flex cut.
Dixon over to Canis. Back to Dixon. His three won't go. Cervantes has the rebound. Boy, Dillon's only got a couple looks today. He hit 1-3. To begin the second quarter, he comes down, fires a long one and missed, out off Mound Ridge again. We'll see if the Dragons can have a better opportunity under their own basket with the inbound as they bring Duncan Alvarenga back into the game.
You can really tell when Cervantes, being a young guy, really wants to get off that right hand to get his dribble shot off. He's going to have to start, as he grows and matures and gets a little stronger, being able to come off that left side, creating a shot.
Colin Carney working against tight defense here on the near side. Hands it off to Cervantes. He gives it to Van Alten. Right in front of us, Trent had it poked away and a reach-in foul.
That's a foul.
Reach-in on Mount Ridge, and that's number two on Heath Churchill. Team foul number two on the Wildcat.
Good guarding position there, but when you run through the offensive player, it's a foul.
Model Mog is back in. The Teacocks that checks out. And the Dragons underneath their own basket really haven't been able to get anything coming to the goal here on several inbounds opportunities in this third quarter. Now they almost turn it over. Seymour able to go chase it down. Van Houten takes the handle, drives left in the lane.
Drive.
Wide open layup and finished by Van Houten.
No help that time. Mount Ridge got over-rotated and nobody there to help off on the dribble penetration.
Van Houten, one of five seniors on the Valley Falls team this year, pulls the Dragons back within 21 points. Under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Otto Mog after a little break back in, and head coach Kanan says, let's slow it up a bit as he calls a new play. Lutz, near side to Adolph. He shoots a three, was given a little room. Backside board by Van Houten. Here comes Trent from left to right for the Dragons in the road black uniforms. Kansas State is the number four seed, and we got another foul against Mount Ridge. That'll be their third. 90 seconds left in the quarter.
Even when you get to the basket, there's somebody waiting or somebody behind you that's got the length to block your shot, and that's so tough to score with that size.
Trenton Van Houten has the first one rattle out. He's 2 for 3 now at the line. Has 4 points today, 15 on Wednesday. First appearance for Braden Hartog, a 6'3 senior. He checks in. Also, Adolph back in for Mount Ridge as Van Houten hits the second free throw, point number five. Van Houten will get a little breather as Aiden Carney returns. Carney, Cervantes, Alvarenga, and Flint Seymour out there right now for the Dragons. Down 51-31 here late third quarter. Hartog trying to bounce it into Modelmog. Seymour defending on him. That's a tough matchup and a banked shot. Good with the right hand by Modelmog.
And really pretty good defense that time. A little power dribble to the center and then drop step baseline. Just a physical maturity difference.
Cervantes is fouled. And he's going to get to the free throw line for the first time here in the state tournament. Dragons have three top weapons that all shoot better than 70% from the free throw line. Cervantes, one of them. Team foul number four on the Wildcats. Cervantes has 3 points today. First of two free throws, up and short.
Got good arch on the shot. Nice ball rotation. You can tell why he's such a scorer as a sophomore. His brother was a nice player. He was tough to defend. Gave me fits.
Second free throw rattles home. Fourth point for Cervantes. Dragons down 19. Under a minute to go here in the third.
Hunter Edge has got so many different guys that bring the ball up. They just, you know, if they don't like this rotation, they'll bring somebody up. Heacocks will play outside. Then you see him inside. Same way with Modelmog.
Yeah, pretty versatile lineup, no doubt. A lot of weapons that can hurt you from different spots on the floor. Here's a try by Heacocks. A no-look or reverse layup. Wild shot missed. Cervantes trying to push it. Far side of the court from left to right. Had it poked away, but Adolph gets it back. Went for the steal. Hartog came up empty. Foul line jumper. Colin Carney, no good. Missed that short.
Yeah, as good as he was in the first quarter, you kind of tell the tempo and just also obviously the score of the basketball game and the pace of it. Mount Ridge just wearing Valley Falls down here.
Holding for the final shot now at just 14 seconds to go in this third quarter. A big third quarter for Mount Ridge. 19-7, the advantage right now. 4 seconds left. Wide open three. Heacocks can't give him that. Twist and tickle in the twine. Four threes for Heacocks. 15 points. And that makes it a 22-7 third quarter in favor of Mount Ridge. As we head to the fourth after a one-minute timeout, our score is Bound Ridge 56, Valley Falls 32.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates, take it to the next level.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
With studio engineer Ray Pinning, Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson back with you here in Manhattan. Two-time state champ Mound Ridge undefeated and leading 56-32 over Valley Falls as we begin the fourth quarter. Dragons' 20th win of the season came Wednesday against Syracuse. It's not been a finish. Mountain one strong in the rack. See if the Dragons have a little burst in them here in this fourth quarter.
What you want. You're down game, you know, you're down 22, 24. You've got to make sure you just kind of make them continue to work. Show some fight here. You're in the state semifinals, my guys. You want to make sure you try and show well.
Dixon hasn't scored today. He missed it, got his own rebound. Up and shot blocked and a foul against the Dragons. Dixon's been super frustrated all day. He's going to get two free throws.
If body language screamed, I'm having a tough day, he's exuding it.
30 seconds into the fourth. Atchison Auto Parts, your local Napa dealer, presenting the lineup reset. And it's the starters for Valley Falls, Hayden and Colin Carney, Trenton Van Houten, Damian Cervantes, and Flint Seymour out there. As the free throw crawls across the front iron and drops for Dixon, his first point of the day. But he's player number 7 to score for Mound Ridge in this game.
Grown man at the free throw line.
Zach Dixon, 6'5 senior, second one rattled in and out. And the rebound goes out, and it'll be Valley Falls basketball.
Peacock's all over the place. Just a solid leader. Does so many different things for Mound Ridge. So 1-3-1, full court now.
7 seniors on this Wildcat team under second-year head coach Dustin Canitz, a longtime assistant coach for McPherson. Brought his son and came to Mound Ridge a year ago, and they've had quite the run. Here's Hayden Carney in the lane, but missed that shot, rebounded by Dixon. Good penetration, but Dragons couldn't get the bucket to go. Down by 23. Peacock, defended by Cervantes. Both teams have been pretty much man-to-man in the half court all day. Drive left by Peacock. Too strong to finish with athleticism. Gannett's in the air, caught it, shot it, and scored on the follow.
Mound Ridge likes to out of timeouts, dead balls. Here they'll show some 1-3-1, but then right straight back to man-to-man, just giving you one look.
59-34. Second half has been dominated by the Wildcats. As Seymour drives right lane line and lost the handle. That's the 9th turnover now on the Dragons here today.
That caught going just a little faster against the bigger Dixon that time, and ball squirted out of his hands out of bounds.
Boys 2A state championship is tomorrow at 4 p.m. The loser of this game will play for third place tomorrow at 12 noon in the first game here in Manhattan. Gannett lobs it in another alley-oop. Soft finish by Heath Churchill on the right side of the bucket.
Wanted the backdoor dunk that time, but the pass wasn't delivered where he needed to at the rim. Just caught it and stuck it in.
Quick little 5-2 spurt by Mound Ridge now to begin the fourth quarter. Colin Carney's been quiet, just 1 point since he had 16 in the opening half. Here's a fake three by Seymour. Kick out to Hayden Carney. He attacks again, sends it over to Colin Carney. Trying to move baseline against Churchill off the handle. Another Dragon turnover. In transition, 3-on-1. Here's the right side layup. Oh, that was an alley-oop pass off the glass?
Yeah.
And Dixon gets the bucket after all of that. A little bit too fancy for their own good, but up almost 30 now. They still get the 2 points and a timeout by the Dragons. Probably too much showboating for you, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah. I've been on the back end of that. And, you know, that's nice and all, and they're the defending two-time state champions, but there's also something showing signs of respect to your team you're playing. And right there, that was a lack of it.
Like a three-on-one, and it was an alley-oop intentional pass off the backboard that didn't work out. Still the bucket by the Wildcats is there on a 7-2 run here in the fourth quarter. Don't forget, plenty more basketball coming up. Check out MSCSports.net. Got the Silver Lake girls and boys today in Hutchinson. We have the Axel boys out in Colby tonight at 8. And at 8 o'clock, the Donovan West girls here in Manhattan will be taking on Pittsburgh Colgan. The Lynn and Hanover girls also in the semifinals today for our area teams from the Twin Valley League. Northeast Kansas League, you know, I feel like never gets quite as much respect. Troy joining that league this year. They're playing with Centralia. It was a one-point game at halftime, and what the Dragons have done, winning a first-round game here in Manhattan to get to the Final Four. Here's a Van Houten shot off the timeout, and a three hit by Trenton Van Houten.
I mean, one thing is the Northeast Kansas, I think it's just because we talk so much about the Twin Valley League. Twin Valley League, it's the depth of it. You know, a lot of teams just really strong, and Moore Hill and Valley Falls, both very, very good basketball clubs in the Northeast Kansas League. Just sometimes it's the depth of it and the quality of it. The Valley Falls has always had good basketball and will continue to do so because they really, there's a hand check right there, not called. But Valley Falls able, good basketball players just making good decisions is the thing here tonight. And they just ran into a more bigger physical team.
Foul against Mound Ridge as Valley Falls trying to drive baseline. No running clock in the state tournament, but the lead is growing up to 28 points now for Mound Ridge. Zach Dixon with all five of his points here in the fourth quarter. He's feeling better and will check out of the game as Coach Cannon's going a little deeper down his bench. And we got another foul, I think, here against Mound Ridge. Yes, we do. This one on Keppel Adolf.
On the screen through, tried to push his way through. They had the backdoor cut and missed it that time on the inbound. The screener was open.
And Houghton has all 5 points for Valley Falls here in this fourth quarter. The Dragons turn it over on the inbounds. Turnover number 11 for Coach Gatzmeyer's squad.
Adolf comes in and is not a guy, you know, seventh, eighth man off the bench, but start for a lot of teams in the state.
Pretty good. He just scored right there. Little attack and a kiss off the window. Adolf, a senior as well, gets his second bucket. It is a 30-point lead. Fade away in the lane. Missed shot by Hayden Carney. Van Houten gets the rebound. Trent shoots a three. That was partially deflected. And off of Cervantes, the official says it's Mound Ridge basketball.
Referee Quinn Busson said, I had ball that time. Valley Falls asking for a foul on the 3-point shot with 4 minutes to go here in the third. Excuse me, in the fourth.
67-37. Mound Ridge all of a sudden working on one of their higher scoring games of the year. They've blown a lot of teams out, but their scoring hasn't been too crazy. Like they're scoring like Valley Falls has in the 70s. And three times this year, Valley Falls got over 80 points. There's more muscle down low. He Churchill turns and scores. He's one of three players that have 15 points or more for Mound Ridge, and now a foul on Mound Ridge. I think this one on Jesse Lutz. And that's foul number 4 on the Wildcats here in the fourth quarter with 3:48 to go.
Talking that time from Van Houten and Modelmog.
Trent to the line. He has 10 points. Guy to Colin Carney, 17. Van Houten makes the first free throw. He's 4-for-5 now today at the line. 11 points and one more coming. Peacock's back in for Mound Ridge. Looking at some of their higher scoring games this season, they got 75 once and 72 twice. That's it, just three games over 70 as Van Houten misses the second free throw.
Just a nice mix.
Defense has kind of been their staple. You can see why teams have struggled to score 40 points against them all year.
Exactly. A lot of size inside. They do a good job of helping recover. And they're not, got guys that can shoot it.
Look out three. Open is Churchill. It missed. The percentage has been really high for Mound Ridge today, too.
And that's how it helps when your defense is setting the tone and you start getting a big lead. The basket gets a little wider.
There's a pull-up three hit by Colin Carney. First field goal for him in the second half. Carney now with a game-high 20 points. Makes it 69-41. 3 minutes to go here in the game.
So why he's such a good player for Valley Falls. Just does a nice job. Missed dunk there on the rebound.
The follow by Churchill, but now they get a steal. Adolph. Churchill goes up. He missed it. Battling for the boards, and it's going to be Valley Falls basketball. A couple extra opportunities there for the Wildcats, but they couldn't put it in.
Churchill's listed at 6'4", and he sure plays a lot bigger than that.
Cervantes fake, gets an open three near side, hits it in front of us. Cervantes follows the triple by Colin Carney, and the Dragons down 25 with 2.5 minutes to go.
Probably Mound Ridge doing some things defensively they normally wouldn't do here. It turned into a little bit of showtime in the fourth quarter for them.
It has Monomaga 3 open on the right wing. He missed it. Rebound by Flint Seymour. Dragons on a little run here. We'll see if they can keep it going and propel them into the third place game at noon tomorrow. Cervantes all the way to the basket. Blocked. Got on top from behind there. Cervantes wanted a foul but didn't get it. Mound Ridge at the other end. Adolph attacks. He's got it. Plus one. The foul on Colin Carney. Keppel Adolph with his third bucket off the bench. And Valley Falls coach Caleb Gatzmeyer going to clear the bench. All 12 players will see action here in this semifinal as the starters come off the floor. Looks like both teams now clearing the bench with 2 minutes and 2 seconds remaining, 71-44, Mound Ridge leading.
Well, first time seeing them, they are impressive. When you've got that type of athleticism, size, and then they've really, really coached well on the defensive end and do a good job of not allowing you easy shots, but that's easy to do when you got that size inside. Really opens up how much pressure you can put on the wings.
Free throw no good, followed by Hartog no good, and then a foul. Mound Ridge getting a few more offensive rebounds there. Valley Falls players, Jaden Guerrero, 5'10 senior, is checked in. Carter Pickerel, a sophomore. To all the other Valley Falls guys, Miles Rich, a 6'3 senior, in there as well. Three-pointer misses by Mound Ridge. And we got a tie-up this time going for the rebound. Brody Burge, a 6'3 sophomore, in there for the first time. We got all those guys that came in for Valley Falls off the bench.
Great opportunity for the young guys just to get on the floor here and get a little taste of the state tournament.
You bet. Sterling and El Saline is the other boys 2A state semifinal. Here's an open three for Lutz, and he hit it. Lutz has
nine points
now in the game.
He's a nice shooter, and he doesn't hardly get any minutes for him.
That's the ninth three-pointer made by Mound Ridge. They got 74 points and lead by 30.
I think Sterling and El Saline, that's going to be a big boy game there, and might be given a chance to give Mound Ridge maybe a challenge in the finals.
That's
one of those two.
How about that sophomore Jenner Young? 6'3 guy comes in. Really nice turnaround day.
Got himself posted well, squared up, and buried it.
Dragons will continue to be a force in the NEKL for sure. Here's a lean-in shot missed by Hartog. The follow, no. Another rebound by Josh Kane. With now under a minute to go here in this game. So Jenner Young, 6'3 sophomore, gets in the scorebook. Just the fifth player to score for Valley Falls today.
Kane name, a prominent name at Mound Ridge. I believe there was a pretty good one that came from there and played at K-State on the girls' side.
Lori, no doubt. Pickerel has to head to Brayson Miller. Brayson, another sophomore, now three off the iron. And Mound Ridge has the rebound, 45 seconds to go. 74-46. There's a steal. Good defense. Carter Pickerel just picked the pocket of Josh Kane, and it's going to be Dragon basketball.
Kane asking for somebody to yell wolf that time, and Pickerel, Johnny on the spot there to come up from behind and pick him.
That turnover for Mound Ridge, I only have it as the fifth turnover.
Wow.
They've not made mistakes, really.
No. that's the key. When you don't turn it over and give yourself opportunity to score, it makes that offensive possession that much better for you.
Ferro, step back three off a screen, no good. Long rebound in the far corner. It'll go to Mound Ridge with 20 seconds remaining. Mound Ridge will be 25-0 and have a chance for the three-peat. By the way, their longest, their winning streak right now is the longest in the state. 35 consecutive wins, better than any other team, any classification in Kansas.
History of basketball in Mound Ridge is loaded with a lot of teams that have been good, and this one is right up there with them.
74-46 is the final score. Valley Falls will play at noon tomorrow, try to get third, something they couldn't quite accomplish when they were here last in 2022. Dragons were down 9 at halftime, but a big third quarter for the Wildcats helped put this one away. Our postgame's coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our postgame show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls has been serving their neighbors for over 35 years. They're your one-stop shop for all your plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, and heat pump projects. They specialize in carrier equipment parts and service. That's Heinen PHE Service in Valley Falls.
Valley Falls Pharmacy has a friendly, knowledgeable staff ready to help you with your prescription needs, providing free prescription deliveries Monday through Friday to the surrounding areas. Call them today at 785-945-3711.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years. And our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1950.
Crittenden Home Care provides services to keep home an option for everyone. Highly skilled and trained caregivers provide in-home care and home health care while treating your family like their own. For more information, go to CrittendenHomeCare.com or call them at 913-303-2400 for a free in-home assessment. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Final score here in Manhattan. Mound Ridge defeats the Valley Falls boys 74-46 in the first semifinal. Mound Ridge will await the winner of Sterling, whom they've beat twice this year, or El Saline. Valley Falls will get the loser of that game and play for third tomorrow, 12 noon, a game you can hear right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Well, it was 17-17 after a Cervantes three-pointer started the second quarter of this game, but then a little 8-0 run for Mound Ridge. They would take a 9-point lead at halftime, 34-25, and then came out on fire in the third quarter. A 9-0 run turned into a 14-1 advantage, and that's really where this game got away from Valley Falls early in that third quarter, the 9-0 run, and it would be a 22-7 third quarter when the dust cleared, and a 18-14 fourth quarter advantage for Mound Ridge as they outscore Valley Falls in every quarter here today and improved to 25-0, getting their 35th consecutive win. And that third quarter out of the locker room, that was tough because Valley Falls down 9. If they could have had the quick start or a 9-0 run or something, it's a ball game, and you got Mound Ridge maybe stressing and pressing, but give the Wildcats credit. They're a good team, talented, experienced, fairly deep, a lot of guys, and they got the big win today.
You can tell they've been in big games like this before, and it, you know, anytime you're going to, you know, pull off an upset where you're playing a team that maybe is, and they fit the bill. I mean, they're physical, got a lot of size, and really are very under control offensively. Would you say they only had 5 turnovers in the whole ball game? I mean, that's impressive. Even though Valley Falls wasn't putting a lot of pressure on them. But you've got to be able to, number one, take care of the ball and then start in the third quarter, you know, miss shots, let the leak out, and kind of let the things get going there. So, you know, it's Valley Falls has a chance. There's 2 teams going to leave Bramlage here on Saturday with a win. And for your seniors, you know, even though it's frustrating and sad, you're not going to have a chance to play for a state title, but you do have a chance to walk out of here with a W. So I think you want to focus in on that. And that's the thing. That's nothing but guts on Saturday. Playing at noon. Quick turnaround, you know, that's all it is you got to show yourself and for your school and your community, because this is the last time as a team you're going to come together. And sometimes that can be difficult knowing that it's the end. But for Valley Falls, you know, a great season, you just don't want to come out and just say, well, you know, we're not playing for a title. It doesn't matter. It does matter, because for your seniors, you want to send them out on a good note.
No doubt. 5 seniors on this team. Today, the only seniors that scored, Hayden Carney had 6 and Trenton Van Houten had 11. By the way, the loss today ended the winning streak. Valley Falls had won 11 consecutive, including Wednesday's win against Syracuse. Here's the final scoring for the Dragons today. Colin Carney had 16 at halftime, and he ends up with 20 points this afternoon. Trenton Van Houten joined him in double digits with 11. Damian Cervantes scored 7. Hayden Carney had 6 and a late 2 by Jenner Young. Valley Falls had 12 turnovers compared to just the 5 for Mound Ridge. Dragons were pretty good at the line, making 10 of 14. Mound Ridge only 3 for 5 at the foul line. Dragons hit 6 threes, but Mound Ridge made 9 trifectas here today. Mound Ridge, great balance. Their leader, Bear Monomog, had 18. Henry Hecox and Heath Churchill both scored 15. Jesse Lutz had 9 on 3 triples off the bench. Kaiser Cannon scored 6. Keppel Adolf had 6 off the bench. Zach Dixon had 5 off the bench as well, as Mound Ridge is 25-0 and gets the victory here today. 74-46, again, our final score. So we'll have the Valley Falls game at 12 noon tomorrow against either Sterling or El Saline, an El Saline team that beat Rossville by 4 points on Wednesday. Sterling put up a 97-point mark, which set a new 2A State Boys tournament record. In fact, I hadn't realized that only 2 teams ever have scored 100 points in a state tournament game. Any classification, all time, only 2 teams have ever hit 100. Sterling got 97 and missed a 3 in the closing seconds of their win on Wednesday. So that's what shapes up here for the 2A boys in Manhattan, the 2A girls. We'll have Donovan West coming up at 8 p.m. tonight on 103.9, our sister station KNZA. U.S. girls beating Chase County by 16 last night, so they're playing 3 games in 3 days, and they got Colgan tonight at 8 p.m. Colgan, a 4-point winner against Valley Heights. U.S. beat Valley Heights twice. You're going to like the Mustangs' chances. The next game coming up here in Bramlage is the other girls' semifinal. It's Mound Ridge against Inman, and 2 teams, again, very familiar with each other there in the central part of the state. We need to pick an Atchison player to bank on. The Bank of Atchison sponsoring our player to bank on. And I think it's pretty obvious today, Colin Carney was the star for Valley Falls. Kept him in it early, quieted in the second half.
Exactly. Got him, kept him close there. Hit a couple threes early on. Was a kind of a mismatch problem. Mountain Ridge not really knowing how to play him in the first half. And again, and just a junior? Is that correct?
Yep.
Wow.
Chavantes coming back.
Exactly. Going to have lot of things for Coach Gathmeyer to build around. A lefty that can go inside and out. It's got a pretty stroke. And, again, he was the best player on the floor from Valley Falls here in the ball game here tonight.
Colin Carney had 20 points. He made 5 of 6 free throws. He also knocked down 3 of the Dragon 6 trays here in this game. But Mountain Ridge wins it 74-46. We'll have the Dragons' third-place game at 12 noon tomorrow here on CARE Radio. Later tonight on CARE, it's BC basketball, the Benedictine women in the national tournament. Tom Counts in Tennessee to bring you the live play-by-play. BC women 7:30 tip-off tonight here on CARE Radio. Don't forget to check out MSC Sports for all the rest of our coverage throughout the day. As we have the Axtell boys, 8 o'clock tonight, the Silver Lake girls and boys at 6 and 8 tonight from Hutchinson that we'll be broadcasting, as well as the Donovan West girls at 8 o'clock here in Manhattan. Didn't quite get the final score of Centralia Troy. Thought I'd be able to pass along that before we signed off, but apparently not. So you check it out on MSCSports.net. Last we heard, it was a 1-point game going into the fourth quarter.
43-35 with 6 to go, the last one I got in the fourth.
So 8-point Centralia lead. Troy has been just barely ahead of Troy throughout that whole game. But
Troy has done a nice job of keeping it close enough. But, again, you want to pull the upset. Sometimes they've been talking so much this year in the 1A Division I on the girls, Centralia and Little River all year. Sometimes you'll get looking past, and Troy able to kind of keep it close here.
You bet. So that's what's on the docket the rest of the day. We'll send it back to Ray Pinning at our CARE studio. Valley Falls comes up short to the two-time defending undefeated state champs of Mountain Ridge, 74-46, our final today. For Ray and Dave Johnson, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. So long for now. Good? Right? He must be talking. No, we're not. I checked that. Chiefs re-signed Kareem Hunt. I didn't see that. They went and signed that other running back, Mitchell, and they got Pacheco. Well, hang up.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years for efficiency and cost effectiveness inside or out. Contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless, but the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Brick Street Bourbon Bites and Flights in Valley Falls is the place to be for great food, great drinks, and a welcoming atmosphere. Located at 412 Broadway Street, they're open Thursday through Sunday with delicious specials, seafood or brisket on Fridays, baby back ribs on Saturdays, and a fantastic Sunday menu to end the week right. With two event spaces and catering available, it's the perfect spot for gatherings big or small. Reservations are accepted at 785-573-7606. Brick Street Bourbon Bites and Flights in Valley Falls.